Moonbase Theta out, a Monkey Man Productions podcast. Season 4, Episode 11, Almost Soon Enough. Please see the show notes for content warnings related to this episode. The report indicated that the continuing increase in sunspot and solar flare activity is responsible for ongoing interference across the satellite communications network. The science wing will continue to monitor and provide updates. Now I know why my psychic has been warning me about cosmic energy surges.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting in today for Barnett Bell this evening is Chip Coxeter from our award-winning morning show, First and Foremost. Chip, thanks for joining us after hours.
Happy and highly caffeinated to be here. Thanks for having me on. Reconstruction is complete, and we are stronger than ever, was the message from the communications office of the NYC conglomerate today, echoed by similar statements from Coalition Green and Sinopec leadership. All three megacorporations are back to full production and full protection for the residents of their enclaves and supercities only 4 months after the zero-day attacks. The statement from the NYC continues on to say, while security remains on alert and investigations continue, we are ready to focus on new growth and expansion. No statement has been released by the consortium, and the riders, as per their usual policy, have declined to comment.
When we come back, we'll look at how this announcement should affect the markets. But first, a few words from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
Finally, I can get out of this futu suit.
So yeah, that's when the tunnel twists around and I can see the emergency lights at the base entrance. Like some kind of beacon.
I can't imagine making it all that way in the dark.
Yeah, I was stuck in the ducts once when the lights went out. Wilder made me wait so I could finish the job.
You know, the way you talk, I'm not sure how to feel about this Wilder.
That's fair. At least you knew Jung was in there.
There is that. With the tags on our pods all screwed up, my crew just thought I'd checked out early.
So yeah, welcome to Gamma, I guess. I don't know, we could find you a bunk first, or if you need the sand unit or the kitchen.
Where's Maria gonna be? Might as well get to it.
She's usually at comms or security, down this way.
I think I'm heading, somewhere else. I'm with you, just,
It's okay, buddy. We'll find you after. You don't have to be there either, if it's...
No, that'd be twice as bad. Just take it slow, okay?
I'll try. You know me. I'm a badger.
You made me play the badger.
And you did great!
Just take it slow.
I'll try.
Look here, base lead, Dr. Ray. I mean, nobody had to vote me base lead. We've heard the same news from below. The corporations are getting riled up, and it doesn't take much imagination to figure out that the moon is going to be on their to-do list.
I grant your point, Mix Langlois, and you can be certain that I never lack imagination.
From what I hear, that's part of the problem.
Damn it, McGurk. If you're going to butt in, come in here and do it.
I'm in the middle of things.
Maybe we should wait until she's...
Seems like a good time to me.
Satinal. Who the hell are you? What the hell are you... Michelle? Bonsang, Michelle! Who's this?
Michelle has arrived. Perhaps I should begin again with
I've got it. I'll catch him up. McGurk in the call. Baby bro, so nice of you to stop by. And you brought a friend.
Trina Haugen, Base Zeta. Heard a lot about you and thought we should have a face-to-face.
Maria Langlois, why don't you hold your face just a tick? Michelle, you haven't said hello yet, Sib.
You're in the middle of a call with my base, which sounded like something important. Hello.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks. Trina wanted to meet you. She came all the way from the South Pole.
I probably should have let you two catch up first.
It's not too late.
I can point you to the door.
Hold on. I want to catch up too, but there's stuff we need to talk about. That's why Trina's here. Things have been moving, coming together on the other bases, and it sounds like things are happening here too. We're all part of the same plan, right? So we should catch up together. I'm just gonna... Olfactory, give me Pine Forest Blend 0.01...
Cancel! Olfactory, give me Hickory Smoke 0.02.
Okay, qu'est-ce qui ne va pas chez toi? You're acting weird.
I'm not the one who comes in here all like, we're all part of the same plan, while you've been off sneaking around like some Futu kid stealing sweet rolls. You stroll in with some new buddy like you're not gonna get called out in front of her. Well, let me tell you, you're getting called out, but good.
What are you talking about?
Hey, look.
I'll get to you. I'm sure you're part of this. I expected it from you. That's why I sent Michelle in the first place, to keep an eye on you guys and let me know when things started running off the rails.
Who asked you to do that? You're not in charge here.
Oh, don't I know it? If I were in charge, nobody needed to ask me. I do what I do to keep things safe. That's what I'm here to do. Who else on either side of this rock understands security?
You said you wouldn't call it that anymore.
Well, that's when I thought we were playing nice. That's when I thought you understood. I trusted you. I warned you about the safe list for revivals. I told you there's agents, spies out there. I thought you'd tell me when one of those spies woke up on Base Theta and found a way to contact Earth. That's the one thing I said we needed to be ready for, and I only hear it because a Sweeney fucking Ray assumes I already know. God damn it, baby bro.
God damn it back at you. I'm not your baby bro. I'm always your bro, but you know what I mean. I can make decisions on my own. I don't need you to say they're okay. You thought you could trust me? I thought you trusted me, too. I guess we both fucked up.
You're just not getting it. I'm trying to protect you the way I never did back when... I've got to have all the intel. I've got to be in on all the conversations, or it all spins out of control.
Whoa, Maria. Look. You're putting that pressure on yourself. You're not carrying it all. This isn't a solo run. You've got a whole party to work with. You just gotta become a part of that process.
Oh, que savez-vous à propos de ceci? You don't know what we went through to get here. How much is riding on getting this right?
I know. I've got a kid back on Earth I haven't seen for a good year longer than I promised him. We've all got reasons we need to get this right.
I still don't know why you're even awake.
It's not just you and me anymore, Maria.
Like I don't know that.
It can't be. Not if we're gonna get through this.
Then I might be screwed. I don't even like other people besides you. I tolerate McGurk.
That's fair.
Hey, I'm still working with Roger. And I mean, Wilder's still working with me.
As long as someone gets to the North Pole in the next couple days, that is.
Wait, what?
McGurk, you asshole.
Oh, what did he mean? What's going on? Maria?
I was getting to it, okay? It's not like I wasn't gonna tell you.
Tell us what?
That's why Base Theta called in the first place.
Maria, what?
It's just... shit. It's all just... ah!
Olfactory, off! Somebody, now! What's going on?
And what's it got to do with Wilder?
So, turns out she might be a little bit, trapped up there. In some kind of a hole.
It's not a hole. It's one of the putain de supply stashes. How she found a supply stash before we did.
What the hell, Maria? What the fuck? You're going on about all this shit and Wilder's trapped?
I wasn't going on about anything.
Is she okay? Does she have food? Does she have air? How do you know it's a supply stash?
How is she calling out? Does she have one of those mining rigs?
Tumnus has to be losing it. Who did they send after her?
Yeah, that's the thing.
What else?
They were calling to get you to send someone after her.
You got it.
Maria!
They needed someone with an extra rover. We don't have an extra rover.
We just got here in an extra rover!
And they don't know how to find her. She said the entrance was almost invisible. And it's not like we have a map of all the stashes.
Michelle.
Right.
Zhang's thing, it's still installed.
It's a chance. I have to go after her.
Hold on a minute. Why's it gotta be you who goes? What about this one? Or one of my crew? I could send McGurk.
I don't know about that.
Stop it! Just stop! Maria, I'm going. I've got to save her.
Oh, I thought there was all this urgent stuff we needed to talk about.
Trina, you're okay staying here for a while?
As long as your sister will have me.
I'm taking that as a yes. Come on, we've got to go find Zhang and get instructions on the tracker. McGurk, get someone to load up our rover with supplies.
Boss.
Do it!
Get it done, McGurk.
I'm going to be out the door in 30 minutes.
Oh, could you just hold on a goddamn minute?
I really can't. We'll catch up when I'm back. Sois sage, Maria. Come on, Trina.
Michelle!
What the hell was she doing? What was she thinking?
Wilder or Maria?
Zhang. Zhang! Get your ass out here.
Our program is brought to you by Planetwide Media, broadcasting everywhere on Earth and across the moon. Thank you to our spotlight sponsor for this broadcast, Lagrone Pharmaceuticals, providers of quality pain relief. Your Lagrone is Lagon.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
اديتيني حرية دخول كاملة؟
تقريبا عمالي بحول الاتصالات عن طريق عدة أقمار صناعية.
لا ما قدرتش أكمل اتصالي بالقمر.
ده عاوز وقت أكتر شوية. حاليا ابعت دول ليا.
Oops, sorry. Understood. We'll talk more soon. Let me get that for you.
Thank you. Have they got you connected now?
It seems like it. I can't talk to the moon from here, but I can pass messages through.
And Alex is still...
I think so.
Roger would have said something.
Oh! Speaking of...
Hey, Earthbasians. Following up at the request of my master's voice on a few points. First, I'm sending all the call signs and encryption files we had for the old satellite network. I've tried them all 100 times, but maybe something will work from your end. I'm also going to hit send on a big data packet. This one's going to take some time, with everything you asked for on our genetic archives.
Good. That will be useful.
Check those files personally. You're getting the goods. 910 samples, fully sequenced, as well as Dr. Austin's unpublished logs on some new beneficial mutations and how they're useful. Not sure how you even knew about those. I guess maybe Elena told you. She would know.
He sounds okay.
Maybe.
So, feel free to soak in those for a while. We've got stasis lock samples of everything when we're ready to start some sort of trade run. After we figure out the big bad and all. I mean, once you get a rocket thing going. Right. That's enough for me, but not enough for you. I'm turning the mic over to our next guest, agriculturalist and renowned socialist agitator, Harold McVett.
Oh, Harold. Really?
So which button do I...
Nothing. It's on. Just talk already.
Greetings, comrades. That's mostly for Roger's benefit, but hello. Again. And let me tell you, you are in luck with those genetic archives. They're the real deal. I gathered some of the samples myself, back in the day, on an expedition into the Paddenau right after I was hired. Nice place there. You wake up some mornings cuddling a golden anaconda, but generally, they didn't want none of me. But I digress. What I need to be getting to is... I hate this part of things, really, but we've got a bit of a security issue developing up here. And by that, I mean an issue with security. I'm sure they're going to find a way to reach out to you soon.
I should probably save that for later.
I can go if you need me to. Not for a walk, but outside at least.
Oh no, Ilio, it's not you. Quite the opposite. It sounds like something that needs to be shared, and I'd rather wait for the group.
You're not big on secrets, are you?
I don't have space for them.
Did those messages come through?
They did. I saved the second part. Could you coordinate a group call when it's safe this evening?
I'll put one together.
Oh, I should talk soon to the riders as well. Do they have anyone in range?
There should be another transport by morning.
Thank you. That transport will be more refugees from the east. The Sinopec has really been squeezing them.
We'll need to set up more sleeping room and talk to Benny Swaif about provisions. I'll work on that after this bot is back together.
Oh, thank you. There's so much to handle right now. Everyone left around the world, and now above as well, has been trying to connect.
I can't blame them.
I can't either. Which is why I spend so much time at this console.
Are any of the calls from someone I'd know?
I'm afraid not. Though friends outside the Great Lakes Super City say they've seen activity in the north.
I hope so.
I've asked them to keep checking in.
Oh, that was close.
Just a sentry, I hope.
Ilio? Ilio, did you hear that?
Is everything okay?
Did someone get hurt?
I don't know. That was too close. Shit!
Girls?
Someone should keep watching the coast.
You can watch just the same from inside. Cass, Paul, come inside now. Ilio's here.
It's okay. It's okay.
They were always safe, unlike some people.
What happened?
Just a single drone doing a sweep. Our bots took care of it.
It's never a single drone.
It is lately.
It's never a single drone.
That's it! I'm sorry, Ilio, that's just it!
It's okay.
How can this be okay?
I was talking to the girls. I'm sorry. I know it's not what we're used to, but...
I know what's going on is important, but I shouldn't be the one here doing it. They can take care of things. They're supposed to be doing it.
Who do you mean by
they? I don't know why you let Riley stay behind and brought me, but you've got to send me back.
Hey, calm down.
Ilio, tell them to send me back.
Here, sit down.
It's not... I'm just not good out here.
You don't have to stay. We've got other people who can help.
There will be a truck going back tonight.
More refugees are coming in. They'll need to get room and food ready.
I can help with that.
And I'd like to ask a favor. I need someone to take the girls back for a while.
Cass and Paul?
Really? They shouldn't have been here anyway.
Girls, you're gonna go with Cyril, just for now. Be good for them.
Okay. Okay. Let's go help with the containers that are going back.
We should get back outside too. Keep an eye on things.
On the tide coming in? All the work is happening below.
It's weird to hear you wanting to stay in the bunker.
How's your project coming along?
Slowly. But we're starting to get somewhere.
I'll link up my pad to show you. We're almost at 4 kilometers now, stopping every half K or so to seal and pump out the water. It'd go faster unsealed, but then I couldn't test for buoyancy.
4 kilometers is a good start. The full crossing's only 20.
I'm still watching the numbers, but the tethers are holding, and I'm seeing positive response to dynamic forces. If the segments continue to perform successfully...
We could be ready to make the crossing within a week.
Nima, that's amazing.
It's almost soon enough.
Inshallah. Will the resistance be ready?
We've been ready. They've been holding in El Khalil since the last attempt, regaining strength.
How many times have they tried to break into Jerusalem?
It never stops. They rebuild the walls, but they won't forget where we've been.
We should set up a call that way soon so we can coordinate planning.
It won't be easy with new refugees coming in, but... This was promised.
You'll have our support.
We'll help with anything you need, Nima.
And I'll be with you on the front lines.
You?
Of course. Where else would I be?
Back in your lab. Or in here, watching things where it's safe.
I'm not worried about where it's safe.
I've noticed.
We can talk about this later. There's work to do.
Which can happen from here. There was a drone. There could be more.
You don't know that.
I know it better than you.
I'm not new to this, Nima. Not anymore.
I forgot you invented resistance.
I'm going back out there.
You'll be safer inside, Elena.
Good thing you're not in charge.
We can all discuss this together.
We'll be safer if you're inside.
Fuck you, Nima.
All right.
Neshwa. Let's go somewhere we can talk about planning.
We'll be back, Ilya. If a call comes through...
I can work the console from here.
What are you working on?
This medic bot. It's only responding half the time. The software checked out, so I'm testing the sensors.
Here, let me...
Okay.
Where the hell does she get off?
We'll be safer.
After everything I've done out there. Sneaking across a firing range every night to salvage components so that there was still a hope of making this crossing. And then I found the only way to make it happen. What do I have to do? Take a bullet myself?
Please don't.
You too, Elio?
I'm sorry. It's just... It does feel like you've been pushing things a little. Every time I see you, you're working. You're going to come by to visit.
Right, the flowers.
Before, you used to spend time out in the gardens with Alex. And you'd sit at night and laugh with Muddy Sarah. And I know things have changed, but... It feels like then you were running towards something, and now you're running away.
There's just more on the line now. It's all a lot bigger. It's more important.
The plan was pretty important.
It was. It is. But I'm not part of that anymore.
Alex took your place on the rocket.
And look how that turned out.
If Alex hadn't gone, I think he might have wound up in a pretty dark place.
I can see that happening. Nessa used to say she could find something lovable and worthwhile in anyone. I used to be like that too. I sometimes think that she was my conscience. And now that I'm not even working for her...
You have to be that for yourself.
Alex doesn't even know about Mari Sarah or any of this. At least he made it up to Roger.
That means we still get Elena down here.
Lucky you.
I think... Look, I didn't get to know Nessa, but from what you've told me, she'd be proud of what you're doing here.
Maybe. She'd want me to take a look at those flowers.
As soon as I'm able to get around again, I'll take you there.
Deal.
Here, I thought I knew what these readings meant, but...
Right. The input is getting garbled. There's a couple of things that could be...
Give me that one more time, darling.
My first move was white pawn, e4. You countered with black pawn, e5. An open game.
Of course it's an open game. We just started the damn thing.
The term open game refers to...
Just make your move.
Move completed. White knight... F3.
I see that. You don't have to give me a play-by-play.
Would you like a list of defensive moves for black?
Of course not. I know the rules of the game. Fine, yes.
The list of legal moves from your current position are... Incoming message from Officer Taylor Daniels.
Good. Let's have it. I've been wondering when you'd check back in. How's your little freehold reunion?
I'll tell you when it happens.
Damn it, Daniels. You're supposed to be there by now.
Do you think I don't know that? This has been the longest crossing in the history of ever, though at least this time I'm hiding in dry goods. Shh! Keep your voice down. I told them I don't work for you anymore.
That's just as well.
Who knows where they'd have dropped me.
Right, right.
That is not a legal move for black. King's Bishop.
What are you doing with that robot?
I'm learning to play chess. Never actually been in a match before.
One game is not a match.
Thought I should give it a shot.
I just wanted to check in. If you and Slipstream don't need me, I'll go back to my shipping container and some very constructive sulking.
You'd know more than I would about Mix Slipstream. But I hear the rocket project is coming along.
You asked for my help.
Indeed. We're coming along. Now I need to know if Africa has done the same. All right. Here's my move. Damn it. I don't suppose you can reach that? I dropped my piece, the pointy one.
Having some trouble with your bishop there?
The moon, Daniels. Nobody gets there before I do. Whatever side they're playing for.
Okay, I'm just gonna say something. Maybe it's time to give up on the moon. 0 day was like 100 times more effective than anything we made happen up there. Why not focus on that?
Can't reach it with my foot. We need to get you out of that chair, darling. I appreciate the feedback. But you're seeing all of this from the viewpoint of a piece on the board. I'm up above all of that.
That's deeply insulting.
And above is where I intend to stay.
You know what? Fine. You know better than I do. Never mind that I worked on every one of those bases before their shutdowns. I saw all of your plans falling apart. What happened on Base Delta was just...
What happened on Delta was not my responsibility. That kind of thing will not happen this time around. That batch was incomplete, but the committee said this is your test case, take it or leave it. I barely had time to install replacement personnel under glass, my own little break-in-case-of-fire measure. Even that couldn't keep things from going to pieces. They ignored my analysis, reduced my influence to base Theta, and from there they ran the other bases into the ground. That was not my fault.
What keeps it from happening again? You said they're all going to be after you.
They're after me already. They're just a few moves back and catching up fast.
Warning. Black is approaching. Time out.
Like I don't know that. One thing I can take credit for, I shook things up but good. I woke things up. Now they realize the mistake they made when they shut down the program. Squabbling amongst themselves about who was making a profit and who wasn't. They could still have the moon if they'd learned to cooperate.
You're really just talking to yourself at this point.
Not just. Not only. You need to be aware that they're coming. After me. After your friends there in the NAC and their friends up above. I can't get a word back from Adlai, and Maria Langlois is less useful at this point than I'd hoped for. But maybe you can move in a direction I can't.
You are getting into chess. Isn't it better if they don't know who's after them?
There's some pretty big brains up there. I don't think the possibility has slipped their minds. But perhaps, if they knew just how close things are getting, they'd be open to new moves in the game, new options.
You're always thinking, sir.
They deserve to know. There's not just one more player on the board here. It's coming at them from every direction.
I'm, suddenly very happy to be where I am right now. I'd better go.
Get back to me when you,
The call has been terminated.
Oh, well. I think my point came across.
Black has timed out.
What are you talking about? Oh, the game.
Please, retrieve the piece. Black, King's Bishop, so I may reset.
Never mind, don't worry about it. Turns out it's not quite the metaphor I was hoping it'd be. Just get me a double espresso. Today's episode featured Evan Tess Murray, Jeff Van Driesen, Cass McPhee, Alicia Atkins, Kat Blackard, To Zaman, Lehman Kessler, Namio Nguyen, Becca Marcus, Stephen LaFond, Serena Rahal, Hisham Hilshazli, Tal Manir, Dahlia Ramahi, Leslie Gideon, DJ Silvis, Robin Howell, and Christy Bolton. Written by DJ Silvis, Cass McPhee is our audio engineer. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Our cover art is by Peter Chakowski. Looking for more great audio fiction? You can't go wrong with Starship Q Star, the funniest, queerest, most fantastic science fiction series we've heard in a long while.
Our executive producers are Sarah Mueller and Becca B., and our associate producers are Marty Chidorek, June Madeley, Timothy Lagrone, Marilyn Reed, Marissa Robertkopp, and Linda Boyer. Today we're shouting out Reed Branson. Thank you guys so much for your support and helping and trusting us to bring this story to life. We love what we've done with it, and we can't wait for you guys to hear all the work the cast and crew has put in. And we hope you love it as much as we do.
And speaking of your support, everything helps, from leaving us a great review and subscribing on your podcast app of choice to sharing your feelings with us on Twitter and telling your friends about our show. For behind-the-scenes updates and early access to every episode, we would love to have you join us on Patreon. Visit us at monkeymanproductions.com to learn more, and to visit our store if you need an ensoyment sticker or a t-shirt featuring your favorite doggos. But beyond all of that, we are so glad that you're listening and sharing in this story with us. Thank you. And, as always, keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing? Ah!
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000 word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.